For years now, war refugees from places like Syria have been fleeing to the European Union by crossing through Turkey into Greece. Now, as Turkey's government is becoming increasingly authoritarian, some Turkish citizens are also crossing into Greece. Joanna Kakissis reports.
Hi. I meet Shumaya Noor in a hostel in the northern Greek city of Thessaloniki. Over coffee, the 41-year-old former civil servant from Ankara recalls the night she realized her own country was no longer safe. It was a night last year when two police officers dragged away her elderly father, claiming he had money in an anti-government bank.
He stayed 8 months in prison, and you cannot imagine the condition. Terrible, overcrowded, and not everybody has a bed. And these people are doctors, teachers, professors.
Then the authorities came after her. Her father told her to get out of Turkey, so she paid a smuggler roughly $6,000 to cross a river into neighboring Greece.
I came last January. When I came to here, we were like 10 families.
Now there are thought to be more than 1,000 Turks here. They are among tens of thousands hunted by the Turkish government after last year's failed military coup.
It's impossible now to criticize in any way the government. If you write something on Twitter, you can go directly to prison.
Tuba Govan is a former TV reporter who also fled to Thessaloniki.
I have done nothing against my state. Okay, I have different ideas, different opinions, but I am not terrorist and I have done nothing illegal to my state, to my country, to my people.
I meet Tuba and her husband, Jeff Hedi, at a cafe near Thessaloniki's port. Back home, Jeff Hedi ran a weekly political magazine that published a cover critical of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Jeff Hedi live tweeted his own arrest.
Suçlama hakkındaki suçlama defalarca değiştirildi bu kapakla ilgili.
There were many charges brought against me, starting a civil war, making terror propaganda, arming people against the government, and trying to bring down the government. That last charge, that's what I was found guilty of.
He was sentenced to 22 years in prison, but fled with his family to Greece.
Why Greece?
Why Greece? Because only democratic country and neighbor in Turkey, so we have borders.
After crossing the border, the couple and their two young children settled in Thessaloniki, which is actually the birthplace of Turkey's founder, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. Greece and Turkey have a tense history over territory, so Tuba was worried.
You know, because of historical problems, we always think each other and as the enemy. So I thought maybe they don't like me because of I am Turk. But it's very false idea. They welcome me.
Despite the political problems between the two countries, relations between the Greek and Turkish people have always been quite warm.
Thanos Dokos runs the Hellenic Foundation for European and Foreign Policy in Athens.
They're fully justified to feel safe in this country. And it's difficult to imagine that they will be forcibly returned to Turkey under any circumstances.
The Greek Supreme Court already refused to allow the extradition of 8 Turkish military officers who fled to Greece, saying they would not get a fair trial in Turkey. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.